لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله رواه مسلم. هذا جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. He says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying 3 days before he had passed away, before he had made parada from this world, that none of you should pass away. None of you should pass away except that he has good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. And هذا حديث في دين أن أنس رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in other words hadith Qudsi that O children of Adam, O the son of Adam, mean O insan, that so long as you are supplicating to me and you have hope in me, I will forgive you irrespective of what your gunas are. Wala ubali, and I don't care. I don't care means wala ubali means I don't care what your gunas are. Irrespective of the amount, that is irrelevant as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. The fact that a person has hope in Allah Pak and he's repenting and turning to Allah Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, I will forgive you. يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. Now for all understanding purposes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it like this, that if your sins reach the height of the skies, can you imagine how high the height of the skies your sin reached? ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Then you ask me, or you turn into repentance to me, I will forgive you, وَلَا أُبَالِي. I don't care. Again, I don't care means, I don't care how much your gunas are. يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقَرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. O insan, if you come to me with the earth filled with sins, ثُمَّ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا. Then you meet me in such a condition that you haven't ascribed any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you had so much of gunas, but you didn't commit shirk. لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقَرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً. I will come to you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing his maghfirat. I'll come with you with the equal amount of forgiveness. You came with a whole earth full of sin. I will come with you with the equal amount filled with forgiveness. Today we start a new chapter, بَابُ الْجَمْعِ بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَعِ. The chapter combining both hope and fear. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi style was he brought the chapter of fear first, person having the fear in of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we did all ahadith brought with having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's brought a hadith showing us that a Muslim should have both these things. So he brought a few ahadith explaining that how a Muslim should have both fear and hope. Ulama make tadbiq and explain what is meant by fear and hope. When a person is hale and healthy, then his fear and hope should be equal. In other words, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his fear of doing wrong, his fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be equal to his fear in the hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a person gets closer and closer and closer towards death, now his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be much more than his fear. Now he starts hoping more in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the prescribed method of having hope and fear and gathering between both hope and fear. So the hadith we do today, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة ما طمع بجنته أحد. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a believer knew what azab lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not one believer will even have hope in Jannah. In other words, Allah's azab is so severe that no believer will even have hope in Jannah, because a person knows what type of azab is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second part of this hadith, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْكَافِرُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ مَا قَنَطَ مِنْ جَنَّتِهِ أَحَدٍ. If a kafir knew how much of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, then there wouldn't be one kafir that will lose hope in getting Jannah also. In other words, Allah Pak's mercy is so high and so great that if a disbeliever knew the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no disbeliever that will have no hope in getting Jannah. In other words, Imam Tibi rahmatullah alayhi explains that this hadith creates a brilliant balance between the two. That if a believer, he himself won't expect that he'll go into Jannah, so how much more a kafir should fear the gunas? How much more a kafir should be fearing? And yeah, a kafir is having hope that he will enter Jannah. So how much more hope a believer should have? One last hadith, and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا وُضِعَتِ الْجَنَازَةُ وَاحْتَمَلَهَا النَّاسُ أَبِي الرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ أَعْنَاقِهِمْ. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that when a janazah is placed down, and the men or people pick it up and they put the janazah on the shoulder, obviously to take the janazah now and move with the janazah, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحَةً قَالَتْ قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. If it is a pious person who they are lifting and they are taking to the Qabristan, this person is saying, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. قَدِّمُونِي actually means go forward, go forward. In our language it means go faster, go faster. Put the foot on the accelerator. The person is waiting to go now to his place and his maqam. He's excited. The janazah is excited to going towards the Qabristan. It's saying, take me forward, take me forward. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غَيْرَ صَالِحَةٍ. And if this person wasn't a pious person, he wasn't a dindar person, قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَهَا أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا. He says, way to it. He's referring to his own body. The janazah is saying to his own body, way to it, woe to it. أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا. Where are you people taking it? يَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ. Every other creature hears this janazah crying out and saying that, woe to it, where are you going? All the other creatures hear this. إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ, except insan. Allah Pak makes it said that insan doesn't hear this. وَلَوْ سَمِعَهُ صَعِقَ. Had insan been able to hear the cry of the janazah of a bad person, of an evil person, crying like this, صَعِقَ, the hadith mentions that he will fall unconscious. In other words, what crying it is. And on the other hand, the hope and the enjoyment and the excitement that a pious person faces, he's saying, take me quickly, take me quickly. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, he should make a dua. Do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my ruh reach you dancing. In other words, that day and the time, such happiness that is now going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, my ustad, he always mentions that it's like when a person is passing away, a pious person, it's like the cage has been opened for a bird. A bird that has been caged all along, suddenly the cage opens, that bird starts flying with excitement and happiness and joy. For the first time it's free to roam around and move around. So that's how a believer feels, more happier than 1,000 Eids. So therefore this person is waiting to go to his abode and say, take me forward, take me forward. It's like that bird that just got out of the cage and now just wants to move forward and just wants to fly and move around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of having such a brilliant and good ending, so that we can also tell and we can also give that announcement that قَدِّمُونِي, take me, I want to go quickly to my abode. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.